and get the podcast audio recording. All right, so fucking Kodak Black and Jay-Z. All right, so that's what's going to be going on. Maybe might get a chance to get to a little bit of news. I think we can get through this Kodak Black and Jay-Z shit pretty fast. I think this shit, especially because I already threw up a video clip riffing about the Jay-Z record right after I played it. And I thought there was more to it, but apparently it's only those 10 tracks. And I heard those 10 tracks, and then I fucking I was still sitting in the chair over there for folks looking in the Facebook Live. And I just put the smart device down on the little stand in front of me and just riffed about that. But now we'll come back and we'll actually only talk about some of the lyrics and the thing and the way like I'm seeing some individuals, some folks responding to the record and how they're talking about the record and how they handle what they consider to be dissent, I guess. big dissenters. All right, so let's go ahead and play the opener, get to the extended trigger warning, and get down to some Martha Fracken Wine Cellar. And you go ahead and check our decibels, right? Fuck that.
William Jackson calls me the N-word in front of my mother.
That's right.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Oh shit, that sounds a little heavy, doesn't it? that sounds heavier than normal. Excuse me, but I think it is alright. WineCellarMedia.com. Still really want to make it Father Teresa's Wine Cellar again. I missed the name. I thought I'd really like the Black Podcast name. I'm sure it gets, you know, more people understand what they're clicking on before they click it. But I missed the Father Teresa's Wine Cellar name. That's alright. That's alright. So Kodak Black says words.
Yeah.
Kodak Black is not a dope MC. He's not. But I think that when I did go to
in Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of physical and explicit content.
One of the show openers?
Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show.
Did you do that one?
That one. There it is. Yeah. Explicit content 3. That shit. Okay, so it happened when I bumped the mouse into the keyboard.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, this Kodak Black, yeah, he's not dope, but and just by chance, you know, I went to the YouTube, I typed in Kodak Black, and then I the first one I clicked on, I was like, this is interesting, so it'll kind of, like, the topic will go Kodak Black, Jay-Z, Kodak Black, right? That's how that shit's gonna go. So, fucking,
I like the fact that, all these rappers now are, like, disproving your name theory.
What?
When you said somebody has, like, a wild-ass name, it probably means they're really dope.
Is Kodak Black really wild?
Kinda.
That's
we have Kodak, Uzi.
Uzi Vert. It sounds weird,
silly.
But it's not wild. It doesn't sound like Snoop Doggy Dog. Like, I don't expect that. Like, is that, who's this? That's, this is the gangster man? Oh, bring on Mr. Doggy Dog. And the dog pound.
Yes.
Like, bring on these guys.
That sounds silly to me, too. So, Uzi Vert. Uzi Kodak. Vert. Because it makes, you know why? It's because it makes me think of cameras. I'm like, you just go, like, are you a photographer or are you a rapper? Like, what are you doing? Kodak.
I like Twista is like such a childish name. I'm fast. Call me Twista. It's like, ugh, okay. Go away, little boy. And then you hear him spit and you're like, oh, this guy's no fucking joke.
Yes.
Fucking, Jesus Christ. So, where did this shit kick off? It's on the YouTubes. But I'm bringing it from the griot.com. I don't know if Joy Reid still owns or operates that. I know it was Joy Reid's thing when she had it.
I thought it was Trudy.
No, she's Gradient Lair.
Oh.
No, but I mean, but that whole crowd, the Trudy, Imani Gandhi crowd, and who else? Who's that? Mickey Kendall?
Yeah.
Like, that whole crowd. I mean, I could see, like, in a few years, all them niggas having jobs on MSNBC. Like, they are fucking good little marching Democrats.
Yeah.
Like, they are very well-behaved little Democrats. That's going on out there. This is being recorded on the 4th, so,
enjoy the sound effects.
Yeah, fucking gunshots or fireworks. The impoverished may never know. Can't say the hood may never know because we're in fucking Warrenville. Okay, so this motherfucker, Kodak Black. I'm gonna go ahead and bring him up on the screen here for folks looking on the Facebook Live Arena there.
On Twitter, so I gotta ask whatever you like.
All right, make sure her decibels are up. All right.
You said you like black girls, but you said it's just like...
I answered this question earlier, you know?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I have a need to simplify it again, but I'm...
Alright, so he answered this question earlier.
Mm.
He doesn't feel like he has a need to simplify it again. Yeah, I'm just dancing back. Okay, that's what those decibels look like. Alright.
Simplify it again.
Okay,
you know, I carry myself like... I'm an average dude because I don't see myself no better than him, no better than him, you know, or no less than him. So
now I played that sentence a few times trying to get in my head. I carry myself like I'm an average dude because I don't see myself as no better than him, no better than him, no better than him. Like, carry yourself like, what do you mean, like jeans and t-shirts? Like, what are you talking about? I carry myself like an average dude.
Hmm.
Because I don't see myself as better than another person. But then it's like, what if I really like that shirt? Like, I don't know. Like, I couldn't get that sentence really going in my head, right? But
yeah, then is it clothes or is it attitude?
Yeah, yeah, because, like, I saw him in an interview. He did seem like a basic little, like a hood dork. You know, like, I wouldn't say, like nerd, you know, stereotype 80s Saved by the Bell bookworm nerd or anything like that, but like, yeah, he just seemed like a country ass little hood dork.
Alright.
Yeah. And this was in another interview where he actually didn't talk about, like, none of the misogynist or shit came out. It was just about records.
Because I don't see myself no better than him, no better than him, you know, or...
You could tell he came up around, from that South Florida. No better than, like, how many Cubans you came up around? All right.
Self no better than him, no better than him, you know, or no less than him. So if he could say that he likes skinny women, if he prefers skinny women more than a more chubby or heavy set women, he could say that and nobody won't get mad at him. I just said I don't like women with my complexion. I like light-skinned women. I want you to be lighter than me. I love African-American women, but I just don't like my skin complexion.
Okay, well, I like your skin complexion.
We too gutter. Black people, my complexion, we too gutter. Light-skinned women, they more sensitive, you know?
There's some dark-skinned women out here sensitive.
No, they too tough. They too tough.
Right? Like,
what kind of logic?
Right, that's what I thought. And it's like, that thought he has is bigger than him. Because, like, whenever, like, some of these cats are pretending to have the colorism debate, they point to that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like dark skin is seen as more masculine and whatnot. Yes. And it's like, yeah, that thought is bigger than him. Like, this isn't just some Kodak Black shit. What up?
No, I mean, it's not just him. It's just that I don't understand the logic of it, right? Because, you know, you can take, like, outside of racist white people, I haven't heard anybody else say Michelle Obama is gutter, hood, or insensitive, or masculine, or anything like that. Hmm. So, very clearly, like, there are dark-skinned women who are not, like, I don't recall a bunch of people saying Oprah was masculine. She's not particularly light-skinned.
But then how, like, often are we hearing niggas from where Kodak Black is from? Like the average person out there, like, in those neighborhoods, they really got no voice. So then when one of them does the auto-tune right and mumble raps right and comes out with a record, and then they do an interview, you get a small piece of conversations that are happening from those areas. But for the most part, we're hearing people that have enough followers on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube that we actually see them, and that's not enough of the population, especially from these really poor and heavily segregated Black neighborhoods. And that's why I started clicking around like I did when I heard that clip, and I was like, that thought is so much bigger than him. Okay, I was looking, you see, I went to a tab that said History of the Camera. I was trying to think of a Donald Trump joke. It was going to be something like, does Donald Trump just dismiss photographic evidence because he's old enough to remember soldiers bringing him back from Japan and thinks they're sneaky? Like, I was just trying to think of something like that, like the evolution of the camera and a Donald Trump joke. I came up with nothing.
All right.
So I'm looking up the Kodak Black, born in 1997.
Oh, he is a baby.
Fuck, man. Ooh. I was 14 when he was born.
Yeah.
Like, I could have babysat that kid. Are you shitting me? Jesus Christ. And then I see he's from Pompano Beach, Florida. And we already know, like, segregation is still heavy. And then, like, more concentrated, like, Jesus Christ. I mean, Chicago's just a blatant apartheid state. Mm-hmm. And Pompano Beach, you know, I started looking up statistics and whatnot there, and it's pretty well segregated with 40% Black people, 50% white, and 10%, you know, Asian, what they call multiracial and other and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going through these websites and looking at how segregated it is where he's from and thinking that's probably what they think out there in those neighborhoods and those parts of town. And I'm sure the white supremacy and whatever propaganda and cultural norms around them continue to reinforce it. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, man, and I'm paying attention to his language. Let's run it back to the clip again. It's on YouTube, but I got it on the Griot. Let's play a little bit of it again.
He can say that and nobody won't get mad at him. I just said I don't like women with my complexion. I like light-skinned women. I want you to be lighter than me. I love African-American women.
Oops.
But I just don't like my skin complexion.
Okay. Well, I like your skin complexion.
We too gutter. Black people, my complexion, we too gutter. Light-skinned women, they more sensitive, you know?
There's some dark-skinned women out here sensitive.
Right? We too gutter. Like, I'm paying attention to that language, and I get, like it's like this vernacular that kind of, I'm guessing it came out of New York and spread. Like, I think New York is the epicenter of that one. And I get what he's trying to communicate. I don't agree. Mm-hmm. But I'm understanding what he's saying is, we're too gutter, we're more aggressive, you know, we're less interested in education, we don't have as much intellectual curiosity, we're just more gutter, we're grimy, you know, we're rude, you know, and like, I almost said insensitive, but he said that, you're light skin, you're more sensitive, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how he was taught to see Black people.
Which is, you know what else is fascinating?
Dark skin, my bad.
With his language choices, is that first he said, we Black people are too sensitive, light skins aren't. I was like, oh, we're not Black now? Like, he made, like, an entire separate distinction of Black versus light skin, and then said, I love African Americans, but I want light skin. I'm like, so light skin is African American to him, he just Black.
Holy shit, let's hear that again. Yeah, let's play that one more.
More chubby, heavyset women. He could say that and nobody won't get mad at him. I just said I don't like women with my complexion. I like light-skinned women. I want you to be lighter than me. I love African-American women, but I just don't like my skin complexion.
Okay.
Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I like your skin complexion.
We too gutter. Black people, my complexion, we too gutter. Light-skinned women, they more sensitive, you know?
He's differentiating between... He's not even saying dark and light. I missed that. He's differentiating between black people and light-skinned people. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like he's seeing that, that less melanin... Like, if you breed that into your family bloodline, that's like matriculating out of blackness,
yes,
where you're gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, like, I find it more interesting. Like it's annoying. I think it's annoying just because I have to cover a rapper that I don't like listening to rap. Yeah. That's what I see, and I'm just like, fucking Kodak Black said words, and now I have to do a segment.
Yeah.
It's interesting, like, seeing how folks are sort of taught to see themselves dark skin black, and he's not even as dark as me.
Yeah.
Like, I look at him and I'm like, nigga, you brown man, nigga, get your ass on. Complaining shit.
But yeah, that's really interesting that African American means light skin and black just mean, you know, black, but we actually mean dark skin when we say black.
Yeah, that's some shit. And then I wonder, like, in the microcosm that he comes from, like, is that the general thought? Like, if you're light-skinned, you're something better than black.
I think it is, you know, just in my observations with watching the whole, like, light-skinned, dark-skinned debate thing, there's very commonly an underlying assumption that people who are light-skinned aren't actually black, they're mixed or biracial, and that's why they're light-skinned. So, and not, like, two light-skinned people that got together and had a light-skinned baby. The assumption is a black person got with a white person or, you know, a light-colored Latino, Latina, and that's how you ended up with a light-skinned baby. So there's sort of like the assumption by default, if you're light-skinned, you weren't raised black, you weren't necessarily raised in a hood, or you weren't raised in a poor or working class black community. You were raised around white people or basically non-black people, and therefore you have like a higher social status because it's assumed you're coming from a two-parent household that has more income, that's in a more multi-ethnic or at least not as segregated neighborhood, and you went to a better school and you can probably speak better and more intellectual career, all those things. Like, it's just assumed by default because generally light-skinned people are assumed to be the product of an interracial relationship.
Yeah, or speak in a way that's perceived as better.
Yeah.
And like... But like you enunciate the words more with the Queen's English or whatever the fuck that is, right? Because like I mean speak better, like, you know, like I think that shit sounds cool as hell when I hear a country ass motherfucker talking. Like, I was telling you that one before like yesterday or something about that that old black carpenter I used to be around fucking grabbed a spider off the wall, put it in his pocket, said, "More legs you got in your pocket, more money you get." Like, that motherfucker speaks just fine to me. I like the way he speaks.
Well, of course, but, you know, because of the anti-blackness, speaks better means just sounds more white.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't actually mean better.
Yeah.
It just means whiter.
Like, yeah, that's really, just like and I've been thinking about this ever since I used to interact with that guy. What up?
I was gonna say, and also, you know, something too, it also means, either Midwest or West Coast, right? Like, you don't get props if you sound like a white person from Jersey, or you don't get props if you sound like a white person from, like, rural South Carolina. It only counts as, you speak so well when you're like, you sound like you're from the Midwest, or you sound like you're from Oregon. Like, oh,
that
okay.
That might be, like, for meeting, like, polite company and friends and whatnot. But, like, I'm thinking like that guy, LC, with the legs in the pocket. Michael Wright said the sad part is a lot of black men think like him. That's Michael Wright from the Something in Common program. They're about to relaunch soon and fast.
I'm excited, so we can go on our show and yell again.
We are. And, the thing about, like, that rural southern white guy, and this is also, and you know, versus this rural southern black man I actually know, like, if they were to both just be like in a job interview keeping it casual, like, hey, this is a casual interview, you know, like, you're kind of an independent contractor, we're gonna let you do your thing but pay you to work for our company when you do your demolition or construction or carpentry work, you know, so let's just get this interview going, and to some in the interview the black dude says something like, more legs in your pocket, more money you get, he's saying some country shit, but it's just bad because he's black. Mm-hmm. While the white dude might just be like, well, let me tell you something, man. A hamster in your pocket ain't worth a fucking nigger up your nostril, or whatever the hell, or just say something like that. And it's still some old country weird shit, some superstitious country ass shit. But it's like, because the white man said it, it's okay. You know, like fucking... You
said nigger up your nostril, though.
I don't know.
You fucking said that. Okay.
Nigger up your nostril.
As there's a picture of Raymond on the screen.
There you go. It's, yeah, man. So I think it is... I think it is the white part, because, like, yeah, like, if you have a guy, a white dude that speaks like Peter B. Collins, yeah, he's gonna beat a white dude from New Jersey,
right?
But take a white dude from New Jersey and a black dude from New Jersey, and the white dude's gonna get it, because it's the white guy saying the similar thing. It's the white supremacy, Charlie
Yay,
Brown.
Racism. Yay, racism.
Right? Now, Jay-Z...
Oh, no.
Put out a record, right? And I'm sitting down, like, I like to look at the social networks before I clock in at work. And it's, you know, so it's almost 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. What day was that? Fucking, like, what? It's fucking Tuesday now. So what was that, like?
It was Friday.
That was Friday?
I think so.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago, but it's really not that fresh anymore, right? And I'm seeing people, like, posting short snippets of lyrics. Like, I even go to the Twitter, right? I'm reading the Twitter feed. And like, posts are like, yo, man, this Jay-Z shit's rocking it, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I get that people dig the topics he's talking about, you know? But, like, I like Jay-Z for the same reason I like most MCs. Because fucking, he's gonna fucking rhyme his ass off. I've been listening to Jay-Z rhyme his ass off, you know, since 1995 and forward. But then, like, he started to bore me when he dropped the Kingdom Come album. I think that was 2005 or early 2006. The Kingdom Come album was when I fucking, I was like, nah, I'm gonna do Jay-Z. And, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna give it a go. I'm gonna grab this one. Like, and I was even willing to fucking pay for it, you know, like, the PayPal had just come in. I was like, you know what, I'll drop a couple bucks on the Jay-Z, but apparently it's just a free fucking thing. I don't know how he's monetizing it.
He's monetizing it on Tidal. I think that everybody who has free downloads paid for it off Tidal and just kind of uploaded in other places.
I think. I mean, and it's easy to get, like, where I went, like, there's... Like, no viruses attached, no pop-ups, no none of that shit. It was an easy stream. Although, actually, I downloaded it. I got a zip file.
Although some places, too, are doing, like, you know, like, it's free for a week. So you listen to it, and then you like it, and then you have to, like, you know, pay to get it later. Like, subscribe. That's how they did, like, well, what's what they did on Tidal with Lemonade when Beyonce dropped that? It was like, you can subscribe for free for 30 days or whatever. And, of course, everybody does that, and then they forget to... cancel their subscriptions.
And that's how fucking big business think. They're like quarterly, right? Like we're gonna get our kickback next month, motherfucker. Yep. And I fucking start playing the shit, and I'm unimpressed. Like I'm beyond unimpressed. Like I'm bored. Like I'm literally sitting, and it's like I don't deserve to be bored right now. I went to work, I busted my ass at work, I earned my check, I brought my beverage, I brought my smokes, I'm ready to sit down and groove. This is my little bit of time off work, and then I gotta go back to work when I'm done grooving. And it's like Jay-Z stole 10 songs worth of my life from me with these boring ass rhymes. I don't give a shit what the topic is. Liking the topic is a plus. Alright? Like the rhymes need to be dope. The beats were dope, if I can compartmentalize, which I can, like, I'll listen to this album again and enjoy it, but I know what I'm enjoying it for, because I went into it with the mindset thinking, I'm going to hear Jay spit, and it's like, no, what you get from this album is a good cigarette groove, it's good beats, they brought back the sampling 70s shit and making it sound 70s soul, and you got that Jay-Z flow and attitude, that's what you're getting, but don't expect rhymes. I implore you. Do I even use the word implore? That's how serious it is. I gotta use a word outside of my lexo. Fucking, I implore you, do not expect wicked fucking rhymes. But then, even with the subject matter, Exactly how impressed am I supposed to be? You know, everybody that catches the podcast is not going to catch the short Facebook Live video I get, so I'll say a little bit of what I said there again. Mm-hmm. Like, 2017, at 47 years old, I'm supposed to go, wow, 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 because you said your mother's gay and you're okay with it. Whoopity fucking doo-dah Jay-Z. Like, in 2017, like, after the first black president fucking rainbowed up the White House after a Supreme Court decision, like, really? And then, like, as far as, like, that... And, oh, and that motherfucker, Macklemore, like, you let a white dude from where Sir Mix-a-Lot's from beat you to the punch on that one? Like, and granted, like, I'm from the Northwest, but, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot fucked it up for us real bad, and you let Macklemore beat you by years, like, because Macklemore, I think that was also 2013, 4 years. For, like, somebody started high school and graduated, and in that time, right from fucking freshman Fridays to fucking the senior walk across the fucking stage, that's how long it took you. Michael Rice said, I was digging that album, but it definitely wasn't classic Jay-Z. No, sir, it was not, right? And I don't call, and I'll just call all Jay-Z classic Jay-Z, right? Reasonable Doubt, yes. In My Lifetime, Volume 1, all right, we're in there. And then the next ones, you know, he's kind of gliding through there, right? Like, he's got the one with the Money Ain't a Thing is a single. All right, you know, the In My Lifetime Volume 3 with the Big Pimpin' Spendin' Cheese. That shit is dope, but it's not classic Jay-Z. You know, the Rock La Familia, that was more of a group album. But then the Blueprint 1, whoo, classic Jay-Z. The Blueprint 2, I was skeptical at first. Like, it took me about 4 or 5 listens. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call that classic Jay-Z too. And then the Black Album. Like, that was a 3 consecutive album run of classic Jay-Z. And then he thought it. I'm pretty sure he believed in himself that he was retiring. And then he came back with Kingdom Come. And it was like, Jay-Z no longer does classic things. That's not something Jay-Z does anymore. Jay-Z is he's a monetized hobbyist. Right? You know, and so that's what he is, right? And Obama's friend.
And Obama's
friend. Oh, and Hillary's friend. She lost, Jay. Should have went with Sanders. I mean, should have kept it Brooklyn, Jay. You should have kept it Brooklyn.
Oh, Velveteen said, I need a Nas Jay-Z battle in 2017.
Oh, man.
I'm so waiting to see if Tyler and Immortal Technique are gonna...
Man, that one, I really couldn't tell you who might take that one. That's like, you're like, I mean, I know Quali still got it, because you had me click on that record he did with Styles P.
Oh, yeah, the 7.
That was uncomfortable to listen to, because they should have just titled it, Do You Want to Listen to Quali Outshine Styles for 60 Minutes? Like, that's what they should have called that album. Like, do you want to hear Styles just look sad next to a superior MC for an hour? And, alright, but, yeah, so niggas digging the subject matter. Oh, and I mean, also, what, like, Brother Lynch rapping about, you know, his mother getting raped by drug dealers and shit like that, and rapping about her drug addiction. And, like, I don't know much about it, but I know one of the things that folks who like Notorious B.I.G., they liked about him rapping about his troubles, with his mother. Mm-hmm. You know, like that, you ain't bringing shit new, Mr. Z. Alright, Sean.
I wonder too if like the current climate of hip hop has anything to do with it, like because everything else is like so shitty. You're like, oh, yes. It's something that's good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, you know, gods be praised. There's something good actually happening.
Yeah, like they brought the bar so low, and then figuratively and literally, one of the tallest niggas in the game was able to just walk right over it.
Yeah.
Like, you used to have to jump over a high bar when you put out your album, and also next to your shit on the shelf is Method Man, is Kool G Rap, is, you know, Eminem in his prime, Cannabis dropping his second album, you know, Corrupt from the Dog Pound dropping his shit, you know, LBC Crew got their shit out, Scarface is putting some shit out, you know, fucking, I think Bushwick Bill was doing radio, like, all this fucking Naughty by Nature putting their shit out. Holy shit, the 1999 Nature's Fury album? Like, niggas was putting out some shit, man. Like, you had to fucking bring it. Now you just have to be better than mumble rappers. Alright?
What if I fell and say Nas would tag in Nicki?
Bet Nas would tag in Nicki. What would be an ill battle, right? Like, I haven't heard...
I told you, Quali and Immortal Technique.
Yeah. Yeah, or I don't know, maybe those pick out any of the Migos and put them up against Kodak Black. I don't know.
People seem to like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar battling. Off the top of my head, I think Kendrick Lamar would beat him. That's just my guess off the top of my head. But I think if he went against if Kendrick Lamar went against Joey Badass. Then he'd be in for some shit. Joey Badass can rhyme his ass off. Oh, excuse me.
Do an old nigga battle, have Eminem and Jay-Z.
That would be fun. I think Eminem would fucking beat Jay-Z now. Like, Eminem and Jay-Z battling, like, 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
You know, that would be more of a fair battle. But M and Jay now? Nah, M's been exercising too much. And I know, like some of the folks that interact with my content around here, like, they're just gonna... You know, the fake social justice spaces, they're just going to shut down as soon as they hear that name. But, like, for me, as an actual hip-hopper, like, I've heard his recent shit. That motherfucker's been doing his lyrical push-ups. Like, he's very, very ready for battle.
Oh, my God, it says Kodak Black and Lil Yachty.
Dr. Dre and Jay-Z battling. Jay-Z has the heaviest, thing against Dr. Dre, like, Jay-Z wrote one of his best albums, the Chronic 2001 album. Fucking yeah, that was basically a Jay-Z album that Dr. Dre interpreted for you. Like, Jay basically, yeah, like, Dr. Dre just did a Jay-Z impression for 90 minutes, and that was one of his greatest albums. So, like, Jay-Z could just hang that over his head, that so much of your success is because of me. I'm gonna call you Dre-Z. Like, it's too many. It's, yeah, it'd be too easy for Jay to beat Dre. And Dre would have to have ghostwriters anyway. So yeah. Jay could even take the route and skip Jay and just diss who he thinks is ghostwriting for him. Like, artistically, beating Dr. Dre would be way too much fun and way too easy. Yeah, man. All right. So, looking at some of these lyrics from this thing. So, this is a. Some of the lyrics from the Jay-Z album.
Oh.
I was gonna play the audio, but I wonder if, like, he did that kind of shit where, like, you put the audio in to, like, YouTube or Facebook, so if people play it, they immediately shut your broadcast off. So I'll just read the lyrics. Can't even support my missus habit. Jewelry shopping in Paris. All y'all jewelers should be embarrassed. Huh. Blood diamonds dripping with guilt. I still ain't tripping. That's life. Winners and losers. So the people whose blood spilled, losers? Fuck them. I ain't tripping, no. I mean, this is mature Jay-Z. He was so mature.
I thought nigga said this album was woke.
Yeah.
That.
Because he talked about white supremacy and OJ.
Okay.
That is be woke. Fucking... yeah, so what, blood diamonds dripping with guilt? I still ain't tripping. That's life. Winners and losers. Drug dealers and abusers. America likes me ruthless. My therapist said I relapse. America likes you ruthless. But you're fucking rich now, and you weren't that ruthless coming up. Coming up, you were fucking fly and smooth and poetic and honest. My therapist said I relapsed. I said perhaps a Freudian, Freudian slipped in European whips.
This sounds oddly pro-capitalism for a woke nigga.
Well, yeah. That's what a lot of it is. Like, he's talking about, like, buying paintings. Again, this is where he bugs me with, he wasn't even rhyming. He was just saying the word million over and over again. Bought a painting for $1 million. 2 years later, worth $2 million. Can't wait to give it to my children. Worth a bunch of millions.
This is actually extra, extra fascinating to me now to see how much love he's getting and to see the way Beyonce got heavily critiqued in woke circles for Formation. Because, so when Formation came out, everybody's like, oh, this is the fucking jam, this is fucking, you know, empowerment, this is, you know, she's, you know, it's pro-gay, and the video was actually really fucking great, but, you know, it was so, you know, pro-blackness and pro-celebrating your blackness, and a bunch of people in woke circles were trying to drag the fuck out of Beyonce, talking about, she's talking about I Slay. And she's talking about, this is how much money I have, and these are all the things I do. That's not for everybody. That's just her bragging about her bank account. But apparently Jay does it, and it's fucking revolutionary. Okay, that's cool.
And Velveteen said, I want to see T.I. battle someone. I liked seeing him go at Little Flip. I thoroughly enjoyed that when that was going on. That was very amusing, very fun. I think it was very hip-hop healthy, you know, those two going at it. You know, and then Scarface saying, you know, I don't call me the king of the South. You know, I bow to God, you know, Christian niggas, you know, so you guys can have that. Michael Wright said, that would basically be Jay-Z versus DOC, since DOC writes all James Rhymes, right? That'd be Jay-Z versus DOC, Sam Seed, Snoop, and Eminem, and then occasionally RBX. Fallon Matthew, FallonKitty.com said, what about Ice Cube's recent work? I have a broad range when I say the word recent. I think it's because I'm an old fuck, to where when I'm saying recent, I could mean 5 minutes to 5 years. So I can't say I've heard anything recent from Ice Cube. I think it'd be fun to randomly click on something. Mm. Actually, no. I heard some shit that he did that was at least like only like 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
It wasn't really rocking. Like, I think Ice Cube is doing that thing again where he slips back into doing an impression of himself, which is kind of what he was doing around, like, the War and Peace album and shit. Like it kind of turned into Ice Cube mocking Ice Cube. If you go back and play his shit from the 90s, like the early and mid-90s, and then play his shit around, like, 99, 2000, 2001, and it's like, is Ice Cube making fun of Ice Cube, or is just like, I could do it, put your ass into it, it's a gangster, ghetto fat, Ice Cube? like, why are you mocking Ice Cube? It was weird. I like seeing the name Larry Miller join, that's just fun.
Yeah.
Fallon said, I think he dropped a Fuck the Police LP a month ago. Oh, he did drop that shit he was promoting on Bill Maher's shit.
And what did he add to Fuck the Police? Remember what he added to the LP?
Oh, yeah.
So basically, not all cops.
Yeah, we're trying to reach out to the good ones, fire these bad ones. If there were good ones, they would have done that many, many, many moons ago, if the good ones ever existed.
Michael Wright said, what does woke even mean?
We did that episode and that segment, and to kind of narrow it down, I need to link you to the full episodes, if you want to check it out. Woke is whatever you already agree with being articulated in a way that you may have not heard yet. And then people hear that and they're like, oh shit, that's woke. That's why I try to avoid that. Cause obviously when I get my suggestions after I already click on content from Spaces, it's going to be shit that's similar to what I already heard. So of course I'm going to hear somebody that's anti-capitalist. So I'm just going to be like, all right, you know what? Kind of heard that before. So I deliberately try to click away from suggestions sometimes so I can get some different type of shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But yeah, woke is just what people agree with and what people think is already right. And I critique myself on that episode because it's like, I have my idea what I think is woke, which is, you know, got to get rid of a lot of humans. Got to, you know, just cut the spigot. Got to get rid of great many, many humans. So let's take a look at some of these lyrics from this Jay-Z album. This one that's, you know, again, it's so mature, right? It is. It's so mature. It's, take a look at, you want to go to verse one, verse two? What do you want to do? Verse one?
Wait, what song is this?
This is the one where he's apologizing to Beyonce Knowles for cheating, because he's never rapped about cheating on anyone before, even though there was that record called Song Cry in 2001 on the first Blueprint album.
Isn't this nigga a little old to still be trying to go out and be cheating and do all that shit? You have kids at home. I know, it's never stopped anybody before, but I'm just saying, for, you know, the allegedly woke icon, I would expect a little more.
Yeah. I wouldn't, and part of it is, if you listen to his old lyrics, he been telling you who the hell he is. You know what? Don't make me do it. Make me go to, open link in new tab.
Dibby, skibby, so many tabs up,
eh? Skibby, flibby, jibby, dabba, doo. These ones, every single one of these tabs was legitimately show notes related. Okay, ma'am.
Fine, whatever.
Why you gotta move all over there like that just because I'm gonna put my elbow on your belly while I'm typing?
That was my belly, my rib cage, half of my back. Like, damn, nigga.
I got a lot of elbow. Why you think they made up throw them bows? Southern niggas heard of me and said, holy shit. Alright, so, Jay-Z, Big Pimpin', verse one. You know I thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out of the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they fuss, I'm breezing. Talking about, what's the reasons? I'm a pimp in every sense of the word. Bitch, better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut. Till I need to beat it up, till I need to beat the guts. Then it's beep beep, and I'm picking them up. Let them play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put Jigga's fist in cuffs, divorce him and split his bucks. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up? Shit, I part with nothing. Y'all be fronting. Me give my heart to a woman? Not for nothing. Never happen. I'll be forever mackin'. Heart of a cold assassin. I got no passion. I got no patience. And I hate waiting. Ho, get your ass in here. And let's ride. He told you who the fuck he was.
He dadgummit. Did.
And he was considered very mature back then, too. Because remember, like, this is after he did shit like where he talked about, you know, shooting his brother on a record. Mm-hmm. You know, and literally talked about toxic masculinity. He didn't use that language, toxic masculinity, but that's what he was talking about. Velveteen said, maybe mature Jay-Z is just grandpa talking to the whippersnappers. He's always been grandpa. Because, like, at a time when rappers were coming out, you know, 18, 19 years old, he put out his first album when he was 26. That was, like, a new thing for rappers, right? I think DMX was maybe in his 30s, if, you know, really? When he put his first shit out. Eminem was 26 when he dropped his first major label record. You know, like, so he's always been the older guy. Yeah, and I think that's part of why he always came across like that, because it was always like, oh, OG talking, let's hear it, right? So so now he's no longer Big Pimpin', spending cheese on BLADs, because that's how you spell blades. Verse one, look, I apologize, often womanize. Took for my child to be born, see through a woman's eyes. Took for these natural tins. My neighbors have miniature motorcycles. I don't know if people can hear that in the podcast. Took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song. I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome. You make it home. We talked for hours when you came on tour. Please pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. I said, don't embarrass me. Instead of be mine, that was my proposal for us to go steady. 47-year-old man saying, go steady. It's like when George Carlin pointed out when George Bush said, this will not be another Vietnam. This time we're gonna go all the way. A 47-year-old man saying, go steady. Like, nigga, is this 16 candles? Nigga, you must be Jimmy Walker. All right, we should watch Players Club. We can't watch that with either of the kids.
No.
Fuck no. fucking Players Club. He continues. He said, that was your 21st birthday. You mature faster than me. No, you're a groomer. You were already mature. You already said what you how you wanted to treat her in your big pimping record. Like, now you... Like, nigga, you apologizing... get the fuck out of here. And also, nigga, this apologizing shit. Alright, Jay-Z is... I think he's kind of smart. I think he's been in the entertainment business for a while now.
Yes.
What is that, 21 years? As far as a major label record release, right, with Def Jam as the parent company to Rockefeller Records. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's been around for a while. I think he saw technology moving along. I mean, wasn't it when they put out the BlackBerry with Verizon Wireless that Jay-Z got in there quick, and if you bought it, it was like a purchase of the Black album, and that was already on that device. Mm. Like, Jay-Z was aware of that in 2003, right? Like, Jay-Z's been watching technology move forward. He was one of the first rappers talking about typing in my two-way pager and all that shit. Right? Like, he's been watching how technology moves. He knows what the hell is going on. So he knows, like, that people would, like, there's a political aspect and monetizing off of the political aspect where you get these people to like you for your bullshit public apology so that they come spend money with you. Like, think about how many times people have said the word title recently. Like, putting this out is free promotion for his business in the long term.
Yeah.
Because now people are going to go subscribe to Tidal because Jay-Z is a good man and he's putting out good records again when everything around us is whack and he's mature. Let's go over here and spend money on mature. Like, this is a very good business move. Yeah. All right? This is not about giving a fuck about, What was it? About ho, get your ass in here. All right, this is right. This is not about what did they call it? This is not about the till I need a nut, till I need to beat the guts, picking them up, let them play with the dick in the truck. Nah, no. This is about the business.
You know, I've had this theory that maybe he never even cheated on Beyonce, and that they both put out albums to sell. You know, just for the capitalistic point of view. Because Lemonade was huge because a large portion of Black women were like, I feel it, right? Like, I mean, yes, it was visually stunning and all that, but they were like, I feel it because I have been cheated on. I have been taken for granted by a man. And so, like, that was a huge selling point to Lemonade.
Yeah.
On title. And now we have Jay-Z saying, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Let's go be happy together. On title.
Right. And then, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Noel? I think,
It looks like Noel.
Yeah? Yeah, homie came from, I think, if I'm guessing right, you're the editor of, the Black Girl with Glasses program.
I think
so. And homie said, I just saw a troll doll's butt. What kind of episode is this? Yes, those are the pictures in the background that I have not updated in like 8 months. Yeah. I have not updated those pictures in quite some time. And that one, that's a Donald Trump troll doll that someone made. And they shot it from multiple angles and I dumped it in there. And yeah, I recently downloaded like some political cartoons and stuff that I want to add in there. Yeah, I'd like to update it, but I also want to find a media player that does slideshows better than the VLC player. So let me know if there's a Windows 8 friendly media player that can do a good slideshow. I would appreciate that. And she said, I pronounced the name right.
Good job.
And I said, I'm with Phoenix. They've definitely been playing off the cheating trope for years. And then he's also feeding into the gossip. People want that gossip. Like, because I've heard that. Like, I've read down threads before. You know, I've had that Sunday morning with the glass of wine and you're just reading threads. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people say stuff like, I don't know, man. I think she's had, like, miscarriages and stuff. We've been seeing that for years.
Yeah.
And now Jay-Z is also, at the same time, feeding that gossip.
Oh,
and now,
yeah, because the natural twins are a miracle, are they? Because nobody's ever had twins before.
miraculous. God was involved. Right? What the fuck are these people talking about? Mm-hmm. Now, where is this? Let's take a look at verse 2, right? I apologize. Our love was one for the ages, and I contained us. And all this ratchet shit, and we more expensive. I don't understand that line. Ratchet. I thought ratchet was misogynoir for black women in Louisiana.
What? I've seen people use ratchet as a synonym for, like, just being hood or being ghetto in general. But it is usually directed at women, but...
Yeah.
I've seen people refer to, like, hood nigga moments as ratchet.
Like, I... Man, I see, I was behind when I had to, like, literally search and Google and hunt down ratchet and then sit and listen to a two-hour podcast episode of people talking about it so I could learn what the fuck it was. And now here I am behind again as it has evolved.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, continuing, right? So he says, not meant to cry and die alone in these mansions or sleep with our... What up?
You know what, though? Although maybe if he does mean it from, like, a misogynoir point of view, ratchet shit, maybe that's Becky with the good hair or whoever he was supposed to be cheating with.
Oh, I'm gonna mention that. I'm going to mention that.
He says with an attitude... I am going to mention that.
Ma'am. Fucking, right? Not meant to cry and die alone in these mansions or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacay till our backs burn. Light skin privilege. Y'all niggas, you ain't got enough melanin niggas to be in the sun long? Get your ass out there, hove. Fucking, we're supposed to laugh till our heart stops and then meet in a space where the dark stop. And let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promised. I cried. I couldn't hold. I suck at love. I think I need a do-over. Fuck you! I will be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over. What if you over my shit? Nick, see that shit? A do-over? Like, nigga, you just added Beyonce Knowles to a long list of black women that get their 20s stolen. You know, like, do you know any black women that got to have their 20s? I don't. No. No black, like, shit, no. Do they even get to have their teens?
No.
Shit, childhood? Something?
I think you get, like a slight time frame between, like, ages 5 and 7.
Yeah, and then like you get into your 20s, right? You can start working a job, building a career, you know, fucking finding hobbies, finding yourself. Yo, man, if you're a young black woman, you know, I guess I'm talking kind of cis normative here, right? Yeah, it's kind of pretty cis normative on this one. Like, and you're like fucking 18 or 19 or some shit. Yo, don't let a man steal your 20s. Have your 20s. I'm speaking as a person that got to have my 20s. You don't want to miss that decade. Yo, do your own shit. Yo, don't fucking let a man steal that shit from you.
Although, see, this is something that I actually do worry about is like the cultural impact of them going back and forth, of her being like, he cheated, but I made it through, and it was really powerful and emotional and raw, and now I'm okay. And then he's saying, basically...
Yeah. He's saying, okay, nigga, you could cheat on Beyonce and still be good.
What Fellas. I would like to say is that Jay-Z, married to Beyonce, has children with fucking Beyonce.
Hmm.
Made an entire song saying a bunch of fuck nigga shit.
Hmm.
Because if this was anybody else, they'd be like, this is a fuckboy. This is a fuckboy. He said, but babe, I didn't mean it. Oh. Yeah, I know. I just wasn't mature enough and I didn't appreciate you then, but I'm appreciate you now. Tell me what he said right here isn't some shit that damn near any woman, especially a black woman who has been cheated on by a black man, has not fucking heard. Y'all would not fucking hesitate to call him a fuckboy if this was anybody else but Jay-Z. Like, if this was some nigga on Twitter, could you imagine? He would be drugged from hell, from here to hell and back, okay? If he was just some nigga on Twitter who said that shit about cheating on his girlfriend.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Come on. Uh-huh. You know what? Fuck it. Verse 3. I mean, let's get some more of this mature Jay-Z. And if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do.
Except you do know, because you put out a fucking album that's going to be around forever. Like,
yeah?
This is now basically public domain. There will be YouTube videos with the lyrics. You can give them their own title subscription since you own the company. The lyrics will be on Rap Genius. There is no getting out from under this. You know exactly what you would do, and you've already planned for it.
Right, and they had the first kid for a couple years now, right?
Yeah, she's on like 3 or 4 or 5, some shit.
Yeah, so like what? In a decade, that kid's going to be looking at the internet themselves and be like, let me check out Pop's old album.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what the fuck, Dad?
Right? Right? And like, well, she's actually going to see herself being memed already, because there was like a whole series of Blue Ivy memes after Lemonade came out, and everybody's like, she cheated on Beyonce. And so, like, they were out at, I don't know, on vacation or something, and he went to like reach for her hand, and she was just not feeling it, because, you know, she was fucking 3, tired, whatever. And she was just like, ugh. And pulls back, and like, people were memeing it, like, when, you know, like, when you realize your mom is Beyonce and you heard Lemonade and like shit like that. Or like, when you realize your dad, anytime she has an angry face and Jay-Z is anywhere near her, when you realize your dad cheated on your mom and shit, like, yeah, that's fucking in the culture.
Yeah, damn. And how does that, you know, I don't know, like, what, like, how Beyonce Knowles is processing, like, my little bit of knowledge on this stuff, like, what, Beyonce Knowles' biological father cheated on her biological mother?
Probably.
Like, so she saw that, and yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. Alright, verse 3. If my children knew, I don't know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. This shit is so nursery rhyme. Okay, continuing. This pisses me off. Let's just do that one again. It's so fucking basic. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. I'm listening to the Jesus Christ is my nigga after this, because I need to hear something funny. Like, if I'm going to hear basic, it's going to be funny. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois? I've never pronounced that trois. I cannot pronounce
menage
that shit.
Menage trois.
Manager Troy. So what good is a manager Troy when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero in your face, my heart breaks for the day I had to explain my mistakes. And the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see, for Blue's tooth, the tooth fairy didn't pay.
It is a nursery rhyme. I also like, he's like, men. Fucking men. He's also like low-key bragging in his apology. He's like, it's not enough to be like, I cheated, be like, by the way, don't nigga. It was a menage a trois.
It was a menage, nigga.
I had two of them at one time, nigga, what? That's an excellent apology. Great.
Yeah.
So the problem was your penis, and then you apologize by making it again about your penis.
Yeah, make a brack
apology. That's excellent problem solving.
No, Noel Loco said, wait, this is legit from this recent album?
Yes.
You're joking, right? These are the lyrics from the great new Jay-Z album? It's probably the same black people who keep inviting white people to the cookout. Boobie-doobie-doo. Yeah, this is what people are bugging out off of. And that's why I think the way we present it is important, right? Because the way people are getting it, again, there's that context of the whackness of the culture and entertainment around them. And then they're getting it, like, with the excitement of everyone else getting it. And over the production and the really fan, like, the beats are the shit. Mm-hmm. Right, like, these beats are fucking fantastic. They're getting all that. It's like, nah, listen to me read it plain. Mm-hmm. Listen to me read this fucking whack shit. This shit is garbage. So yeah, that's that, right? And then there's the mature thing, right? Like, niggas think that if you're not talking about, like, gangster shit in the hood and you're talking about relationships, that's suddenly mature, which, and there's a pinch of respectability politics in there, but also that gangster shit is mature, like, cause that's serious shit, like, when I listen to the lyrics of, like, a Selly Cell, What You Niggas Thought, I've said this before, but it was over 500 episodes ago, I'm hearing a fair warning, like, what for the most part, what a lot of these, especially West Coast gangster rappers are telling you is, yo, it's fucking dangerous here. They will shoot you in the face. I will shoot you in the face. They will break into your house. They will shoot your family members. They'll really do it. They will do a drive-by at the birthday party. They will rob you. Do not come to this neighborhood. And if you do, you need to make these right friends. You need to behave in this way. We're actually going to give you some pointers. Like, that's what the Power of the Dollar album, 50 Cent's first album in 1999. Like, that album is a how to be a New York street nigga hand manual. Like, it really is. It is a fucking handbook on how to be as pragmatic as possible. And I think that in life or motherfucking death situations, that's pretty goddamn mature.
Yeah.
That's some mature shit.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a bunch of niggas in their late teens and early 20s. Jay-Z is 47.
He was like a successful business owner and stuff and owns title and, you know, stuff. And that's because that's more respectable. That is inherently more mature because what young ass thugs who don't want to get real jobs in it. That's why people bang, right? Because they're kids who don't want to have real jobs or they want instant gratification and street cred, like the respect, right? Of like, I'm hard and people are scared of me. But Jay-Z, he's like a real business owner, like a real man.
Here's a takeaway quote from this episode. Jay-Z is the Hillary Clinton of rap. All right? Because that's what he is. Like, basically, that nigga is nothing but a resume. Wait, now that niggas have faith in. What up?
But that would imply Hillary Clinton put out good albums at some point of her career. What the fuck were those?
Ooh. That's very good. That's very good. Very good rebuttal. Could smack that quote down. No, that's not the quote we're going with.
I don't know what we're going with, but it's not that one.
Damn. And I tried to think too. As soon as you said that, I looked at your face. I was like, yeah, but she, ooh, damn. No. She has no hits. You know what? No, she has hits,
but they're not. They're
not good. No, they were hits from fucking bombs that hit innocent people in other countries. Little brown people got fucking hit.
Oh
shit, she got some hits in Libya. She got some strikes. She definitely won a battle out there. She took that MC down.
Oh.
She came, she saw, he got off the mic. Yo. Alright, but I mean, it is similar, like, how people are talking about him.
Yeah.
Because it really is just, like, it's a resume candidate thing. Mm-hmm. And then people are saying, like, you know, like, he's evolving. He evolved. Like, at 47 years old, he's supposed to be mature in a cis heteronormative relationship called a government-sponsored marriage. Mm-hmm. While it's like you're looking at Hillary Clinton, was 68 years old, like, and you're supposed to still be fucking evolving. I mean, how fucking old is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? And she said that slick shit about Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of it. Like, how long do these motherfuckers need to evolve for you?
Well, it takes a long time to evolve when the majority of your stance is based on whatever is popular at the moment. Like, you have to constantly be evolving because you don't have a very firm, you know, base or platform. So yeah, you are constantly evolving because you need to shift with whatever's in fucking fashion right now and in public policy.
Yeah.
Just say he devolved.
Maybe. The evolution. And then,
oh no, so I said I'm not buying this now. Oh no, we're hurting his record sales. Oh no.
Yeah.
Right. I'll be alright.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. And I mean, and I have some Jay-Z shit. Like, you know, CD I bought. Like, I have the Blueprint 2 album. Mm-hmm. You know,
Black album is in the car.
Yeah, like, we fucking, like, we like some hoe shit. Like, he be spitting, yo. When the guns tuck, untuck, nigga, you die. When the nunchucks come from the jet, L.I. Now, yeah, like, we like some hoe shit, but not this.
Not this. No.
Now, this Kodak, oh, God. Kodak Black dude.
So basically this entire episode is just a shit sandwich.
No, remember, we already hit the Kodak Black topic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have to go back to this?
Because I was thinking about the mature thing, right?
Oh,
because,
okay.
Yeah, because by default, if you're talking about certain things, that instantly makes you mature.
Yeah.
So, actually, you have your smart device near you?
Yes.
Can you pull up the lyrics to Kodak Black, Tunnel Vision?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And for the Facebook Live folks, I just want to show you the imagery here. From this music video. I'll bring it up on the screen behind me. Because by default, this makes Kodak Black mature. By that logic, this makes Kodak Black mature. You know, talking about like the imagery that they're showing you was a black man defending his home from a white man with a gun. Right in the background, they got crosses burning. You know, they're dealing with, the particular racism of the South. The white man has on a red hat that says, "Make America Hate Again." Like, by default, this makes Kodak Black very mature, right? Right? Now, let's, I'll bring the audio low and leave the imagery up. Let's take a look at these lyrics. So they have the hook, and he says, "Lil Kodak, they don't want to see you winning. They want to see you in the penitentiary. I need me a little baby who gon' listen." I guess he's talking about a girlfriend. "Girl, I don't want to be the one you iggin." What the fuck is that? Okay. "My mama told me, boy, make a decision. Right now, I gotta keep a tunnel vision. I need damn, that's a long-ass hook. Okay, the verse. "I jumped up out the Wraith." Is he talking about playing Halo? Okay, that's a vehicular. "I jumped up out the Wraith. Kodak brought a Wraith. Get any girl I want, want any girl I want. She want me to save the day, but I ain't got a cape." I actually had to read this because I don't fucking understand him. "That money make me come, it make me fornicate." That's, he's got the chronological order mixed up on that one. Alright. He said, "I'm the shit, I need some toilet paper. Follow me, player rules. We gon' be okay. On the real, I need a bit who gon' cooperate," using Tariq Nasheed language. "I told you niggas I'm gon' be that fucking nigga. Everything be good till you doing better than them. They wanna see a nigga shot or see me in the system. All you niggas out here poisoned like snake venom. Codeine in my liver. Is that some fancy name brand that I can't pronounce?
Yeah.
Balenciaga, yeah. Denim. I'm booted even when I'm sober. I don't need a jigga. They sending all my niggas on a fucking journey. I told that baby come over cause I'm fucking horny." I don't know how that...
What the fuck does this have to do with this video?
How do you get an erection from thinking about the prison industrial complex? Like, damn, that's injustice. Fuck, I have a hard on. What is that?
I just don't know how this wonderful video was... is related to this song in any way,
right? And like, but like by default, like because he has that video, because he has like lines in there that say like there's some shit bad. Mm-hmm. Kodak Black also mature. I think Kodak Black is very immature. Like I think Kodak Black got some growing up to do. I think he has some a wee bit of reading to do. And by reading, I don't just mean the default. I hate when people just say you need to read because Sarah Palin has a book. Okay, like let's see. Check out the comments section before we wrap it up. I'm gonna go with Josephine Loco came in because I don't want to mispronounce your first name. Josephine Loco came and said, "He cheated on Beyonce Knowles. He's a child. His evolution is money, not substance." Yeah, that's right. God damn it right. And then continued and said, "We need to update our definition of maturity."
Yep.
That is dat gummit right. Yep. I think that really outside of this conversation, that again, that's one of the, there's a lot of words that I kind of habitually just don't use because they've fallen victim to colloquialism. Mm. You know, and sort of an intellectual laziness that to me makes it hard to communicate clearly. We can communicate, but we're not communicating clearly, right? Because every single group of people and every single group of thought is using the word different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you know, talking about that before, like with like progressive and liberal and Democrat. Like now, to me, liberal and Democrat have become the same thing, and progressive is something else to the left of them.
Yeah,
you know, like, and then they're gonna start snatching up the word progressive, or people that are identified as or self-identify as progressives are gonna get usurped, and they're gonna be sellouts, and then we're gonna fucking lose that
term. We're already losing it.
Fuck.
And, yeah, well, that's where alt left comes in from now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and like, just notice how Democrats pejorative us. I almost said pejoritize. I don't think.
Pejoritize us.
Fuck it. You know what? Democrats pejoritize us. And I've been pejorified quite a bit myself. That is be true.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, okay.
You know, I've been called a radical feminist. I'm like,
well, you do kind of hate men.
That's justified. Like, I have a whole lot of episodes of this podcast of evidence for good to make good reason for that.
Mm.
All right, that's okay. All right.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually like mad about this album now that you actually went over the lyrics of that fucking song. Like, yeah, that was straight up fuckboy shit. That was straight up every fucking 20-year-old who cheated, like, but I was wrong and I'm sorry, but I'm gonna appreciate you better now. Look, I bought you a thing. Aren't we okay now? Like, what the fuck? And this is passing as woke. I can't fucking handle it. I can't handle it.
Yeah, man.
No.
All right, that's your wine cellar. Danced a little over an hour. Again, like, we're not, well, Phoenix Kalita still has a foot in activism. I'm not an activist. I'm a full-time machine operator that does overtime. But on this, we are entertainers.
Yes.
And we hope that folks want to pay us for entertainment with paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam and patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Anybody can rap like Jay-Z now. It's too fucking simple. I see you over there with your iPhone. I can't do it like I did before. I was so fucking pissed. Like, I after I first played the record, like, I was so fucking mad. I just started doing bad Jay-Z impressions. Or like the way he was rapping on this album. Like, it's so much more sincere because he's slowing down and has more dramatic pauses. You know, like, they see me pausing on my podcast. How long will this thing last? Get my RSS feed. This is the podcast you need. You can subscribe on iTunes. Phoenix, they don't like you. They don't like the way you hate men. Women go outside, they say stay in. Don't you see that I'm rapping from the heart? That side eye is tearing me apart. You don't need to chuckle at the flow. This is what's great, don't you know? This is why people are impressed. It doesn't have to sound a mess. It's no longer ratchet, respectable. Now I'm doing 3 syllables, check the flow. See, I descended into nice me. Because I'm Al Kane, I don't spit like Z. Nigga, fuck Jay, back to Sean Carter. You're a fucking embarrassment to your daughter. Beyonce knows needs to raise up and bounce. Take that fucking money away and get a new house. Go back to the South, leave that corny ass East Coast nigga alone and go home. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Finish him.